the Memorare. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly to you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer me. Amen.
All across the Gulf South,
it's 7 a.m.
Time to wake up
on Capital Community Media.
Good morning. You're listening to Wake Up on this beautiful Monday morning, April the 3rd. We're so glad that you are tuning your heart to the truth with us this morning. I'm Gabby Smith, along with Alicia Quibido and Damian Collado. Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hello, Capitan.
Oh, goodness. We're on a roll this morning already. Yes. Hey, this is the week that changed the world. Holy Week.
Yes. Very important week. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially for us Catholics.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Hey, a little shout out to Father Tat and his team at Redemptorist St. Jared. We were guests last night. Some Catholic Community Media folks were there for their gala, their Messengers of Hope gala, and it was a great crowd, great group of people. Of course, Bishop Duca was there, and they gave it one more try to get him to change his middle name to Jared. But anyway, I don't know. Stay tuned to see how that went. But, today is the Feast of St. Benedict of Africa. So we'll begin this morning in prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that though in our weakness we fail, we may be revived through the passion of your only begotten Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Saint Benedict of Africa, pray for us.
Pray for us. We have a great show for you today, starting off with Catherine Wider. She'll be joining Alicia and Damian in the Baton Rouge studio in just a few moments, but she is a communications coordinator with Catholic Charities in the Diocese of Baton Rouge, and today she joins us to talk about the Way of the Cross in downtown Baton Rouge this week. So stay tuned. We'll get details from her. In 18 minutes, Andrea Thomas joins us. She's a worship leader, songwriter, entrepreneur, speaker, and co-director and artist of the Vigil Project. She wears a lot of hats. Mm-hmm. And today she's going to be talking about the upcoming documentary film called Meaning of Music. I am so excited to talk to the Vigil Project once again. And in 35 minutes, Father Kerry Bainey joins us. He is going to be talking about, or he's with St. Joseph's, he's a pastor at St. Joseph's Church, a cathedral in downtown Baton Rouge, and he's going to be talking about the importance of Holy Week and the various opportunities to participate in Holy Week this week at St. Joseph's Cathedral in Baton Rouge. And in 48 minutes, Father Bryce Higginbotham joins us. He's a priest of the Diocese of Houma Thibodaux and student at the Pontifical Biblical Institute in Rome. And he has a new book out that we are super excited about called Remaining with Jesus, Discipleship in the Gospel of John. So a full show today, Damian. Looking forward to these wonderful guests. And of course, always looking forward to your weather report today.
Today it's going to be a nice one, at least starting out that way. I found it very calm and breezy, and that's just reminds me of a good spring day. But we're going to have a record high of maybe 89 by the time the day is over with. So only a 9% chance of rain, so don't expect too much there. As I said, tomorrow and the next day, meaning Wednesday, 90 degrees is the expected highs. Nice. So we got some warm days ahead of us, including today. Temperatures in and around the area right now. Baton Rouge at 74, as well as in Houma Thibodaux. Elsewhere, New Orleans, 75. On the North Shore, it's 73, as well as in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, 73 degrees. And since Alicia's in the mood to shout out, I want to shout out to the number one LSU Lady Tigers.
Yes.
Woo! National champs, first time bringing the round ball championship trophy back to BR with a 102-85 win over Iowa. Also,
amazing.
Congratulations, sixth-ranked U.S. LSU women's gymnastics team advanced to the semifinals. They'll be competing next week. And also, number one LSU men's baseball team won 2 out of 3 against Tennessee. What a day! What a weekend! Don't go away. Wake Up's got more.
Good Monday morning, I'm Father Chris Decker, and today's Gospel is taken from John chapter 12. 6 days before Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. They gave a dinner for him there, and Martha served, while Lazarus was one of those reclining at table with him. Mary took a liter of costly perfumed oil made from genuine aromatic nard, and anointed the feet of Jesus and dried them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. Then Judas the Iscariot, one of his disciples and the one who would betray him, said, "Why was this oil not sold for 300 days' wages and given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief and held the money bag and used to steal the contributions. So Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Let her keep this for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." The large crowd of the Jews found out he was there and came, not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. And the chief priests plotted to kill Lazarus too, because many of the Jews were turning away and believing in Jesus because of him.
Thank you, Father Chris Decker. 8 after the hour on this happy Monday morning. So glad you could join us. With us now is Catherine Weidert. She is Communications Coordinator with the Catholic Charities in the Diocese of Baton Rouge, and here to talk about the special event which is going to be taking place downtown, the Way of the Cross.
Yes.
Good morning, young lady.
Good morning.
So, tell us all about it. It's happened before.
It's plenty years before this year.
That's right.
Of course.
But you know what? Sometimes people are hearing it for the first time.
That's right.
And this is one way to really take part in the Passion.
Right. Yeah. So, as you've said, we've done it many years before. Of course, during COVID, we had to break, but we started it back up last year, I believe. So it's Good Friday. We start at 9 a.m. at the front steps of St. Joseph Cathedral in downtown Baton Rouge. And what we do is we make our way throughout the Capitol grounds, stopping at each station and reflecting on how Christ's Passion really translates into social justice issues and different things we have going on in the world today and how they kind of correlate. So we have organizations, nonprofits, St. Vincent de Paul joins us. And so each station is led by a different organization in the area. So,
okay. Yeah, well, that's nice. There are a lot of church leaders also come. This is not just for Catholics.
No, this is not for Catholics, not just for Catholics. We right. invite people of all faiths. And like I said, it really reflects on issues that everybody deals with, you know, poor, illiterate, sick, disabled, mm-hmm. The unborn. So we just reflect on that. And it really is a beautiful event. We expect about 300 people to show up. And
okay.
so.
Now, what is the route? So people get an idea, because they may not want to walk the entire walk, right?
Right.
And who leads the procession?
So we have, we work with St. Joseph Cathedral and some parishioners there. And we mapped it out. We do the same route every year. We have police escorts. We go all the way up to, is it Arsenal Park or,
okay.
I'm not 100% sure, yeah, but we expect it to take about an hour and a half, so we okay. should finish up at about 10:30. We come back to St. Joseph Cathedral, and we do our last station there and pray for the youth in the future and what's to come, and that's kind of what we ended on. So.
Well, that's nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so each station will represent some form of social justice.
Yes.
That you want to bring to the forefront.
Right.
And it goes to the Capitol grounds, right?
Yes.
All the way up and then
yes.
comes back. Okay. And start time?
9 a.m.
9 a.m.
9 a.m.
Okay.
And we have booklets that we give everyone so you're able to follow along. We also have it on our website, the readings and the readings and the responses online as well. Mm-hmm. So easy to follow along. We have a singer coming. She's going to lead us through music. So
it sounds real nice.
It's
and now, weather permitting, but if not, I'm sure you guys are going to have a backup plan. And if so, where do people go to get more information on that? Let's say it's Thursday and mm-hmm. we find out the skies are going to just open up. Are you going to do it within the cathedral itself? yourself.
So we're working on plan B. We don't currently have one mapped out quite yet. But if you could just follow along on our social media channels, Catholic Charities BR. Also, if you go to CatholicCharitiesBR.org, we'll keep updates there as well. Mm-hmm. And we try and keep the media updated. So hopefully they'll be putting things out as well if there are changes of plans.
Bring your umbrella, bring your kid, bring the wagon.
It's a good family event and a lot of people are off on Friday and so they should start their Good Friday this way, and I think that it's a nice event. At the same time, what role is St. Vincent de Paul playing with you guys?
So they lead two of the stations. They read for two of the stations, Michael Caldo, and I'm not sure if he'll have a staff member or volunteer with him, but they're heavily involved in just different organizations throughout the community come together, different faith leaders. Let me see if I could think of some others. IRIS, WYCA, just different organizations like, you know, domestic violence and... We try Lean Louisiana Environmental Action Network to reflect on, you know, environmental injustices. So it's just an all around
it's a
wonderful event, and
it brings the community together.
It brings the community together and makes you really think and sit back like, oh, you know, you can correlate those two things, or just really reflect. And it's, like you said, a great way to start your Good Friday and think about Christ's suffering and what he went through. So,
Catherine, one more time, date is going to be April 7th, Good Friday, of course.
Yes.
It starts at 9 a.m., you said, right?
9 a.m. at the front steps of St. Joseph Cathedral in downtown Baton Rouge. Bishop Duca will be there, so he'll help lead us and get us kicked off. And then we travel throughout the grounds. It's really not, I mean, we take it a slow pace. It's not, you don't have to be able to run marathons or anything.
Right.
Just come and join us and, you know, start your Good Friday off that way.
Okay.
So
and where
9
do they go to get more information?
CatholicCharitiesBR.org, or we're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We'll be posting updates there as well.
Well, very good. Awesome. Well, thank you for being with us
this morning. For having me. I appreciate it.
That's Catherine Weidert. She's Communications Coordinator with Catholic Charities here in the Diocese of Baton Rouge. And I want to mention real quick, St. Agnes Catholic Church, speaking of downtown, they're having their final Lenten reflection this Wednesday. It's Spy Wednesday, you know, as the church refers to it. The Mass is salvation's source. And Father Matthew Dunn will be the speaker. So if you want to catch that, that'll be beginning at 5 o'clock at St. Agnes, downtown Baton Rouge. It's 15 after the hour. Don't go too far. We've got more coming your way on Wake Up.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for April 3rd. Today we celebrate St. Benedict the African. He could neither read nor write, but Benedict was gifted with great love of God and God's people. Benedict's parents were African-born slaves who converted to Christianity after being brought to Sicily. When he was freed at age 18, Benedict began doing farm work, sharing his meager wages with the poor. Many people held him in high regard for his charity, but others ridiculed Benedict for the color of his skin. In time, he joined a group of hermits around Palermo, Italy, who became part of the Franciscans. Serving for a time in the friary kitchen, Benedict was eventually chosen novice master and guardian, positions rarely held by a lay brother in those days. Benedict's leadership style reflected his humility and charity. Once he corrected a novice and assigned him a penance, only to learn that the novice was not the guilty party. Benedict immediately knelt down before the novice and asked his pardon. Benedict earned a reputation for holiness because of his devotion to prayer and the guidance of souls. Following his death in 1589, Sicily's king ordered a special tomb for the holy friar. Benedict was canonized in 1807. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
And welcome back to Wake Up, Damian Colano, along with Gabby Smith and Alicia Quibido. And our guest now, Andrea Thomas. She is a worship leader, songwriter, singer, speaker as far as motivation goes, and she's also co-director and artist of the Vigil product, but she's here to talk about a special project, a documentary film entitled Meaning of Music. Andrea, welcome to Wake Up, and how are you this morning?
Good morning, y'all. I'm on my second cup of coffee, doing great. Oh,
well, you and I are moving right along. Same here. So tell us, I definitely want to touch on your background. Tell us a little bit about who you are. A lot of people are going to be surprised when they find out that you, I'm pretty sure, doing my research, backup singer to Carrie Underwood. You were on The Voice. Okay. Is that a different Andrea Thomas or what?
Okay, so this is good because this has happened occasionally. But God works all things. Let me just tell you.
That's right. Now there's also tell me you're the physical fitness Andrea Thomas.
Okay, no. So there are two of us, and we actually started out at the same school in Nashville, Belmont University.
No way.
You've got to be kidding.
And so she toured with Carrie Underwood. I toured with a country artist whose name is Colin Ray.
I know him.
So it was funny that it, you know, not anywhere near the same, but kind of parallel, interesting steps. And then we have the same name. She is blonde, which is an interesting distinction. I'm brunette. But we've been confused for the other over the years, which is hilarious. And there's certain things that have intertwined. So my first professional gig was touring with VeggieTales Live. You guys know this.
Sure. Of course. Yes. We could break out in some songs.
Oh, yes. Believe me. I won't do that to you this morning, but we could. We really could. Anyways, that a couple of those you know, points are mine. Some of them aren't. They get intertwined all the time. So do not feel bad about it at all.
Well, that's okay. I'm just thinking already as a promotional guy, I could be your agent. Andrea Thomas duet.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Yes,
that could work.
Could.
That great. Would be good.
I mean, I might call you after this interview.
Yeah, maybe so. But let's talk about the meaning of music. Okay, so you've put in your heart and soul into this documentary film. Share with us what the meaning of music. I mean, that could mean a lot of different things, to say the least.
Yeah, and, you know, we're joking, like, kind of interweaving throughout these genres. You have Christian music, you have country music, all these different things. We've actually kind of joking. We already talked about children's stuff this morning.
Right.
This film series basically has been stirring in our hearts. I'm one of the members of a Catholic music organization called the Vigil Project, which is based on the North Shore there in New Orleans. And basically, you know, we are all professional musicians that have decided to come together as a collective to deposit our gifts for this incredible, crucial, important time in our history in the church, hopefully to contribute the best level of excellence and beauty that we can with our talents into the Catholic Church for this time. And so this project has really been stirring in our hearts for a very long time, way before our ministry ever existed, which is a separate story altogether. But just like, you know, God really indeed does work absolutely everything to the good. I love that line in scripture, for those who love him, because you can only connect the dots looking back, you know, like hindsight is 20/20, and to see the seeds that were planted in some of our hearts from when we were very young that are now kind of coming to fruition in this project. So essentially what this is an 8-episode documentary series called Meaning of Music, and it's exploring music in the life of faith from the door of the church, absolutely, and what happens in a church, the sacred liturgy, our source and summit moment, adoration moments, things like that, to the door of the bar, you know, and every one of life's doors in between, the door of my car, the door of my house. What is this role of music? What is the gift of music from God to man, and how can we know him more through it? And so to tell the story, we've been traveling all over the world for the last 2 years to interview kind of the best of the best musicians globally. It's been a very humbling experience to be able to facilitate this conversation. Some people that are very famous, some people that are not, but equally as incredibly talented, to kind of help us tell the story. Yeah.
So how do you determine who you want to speak to, and who are some of the folks that you've spoken to already and that we'll be able to see in this documentary?
Yeah, great question. So when we sat down 2 years ago to start the storyboarding process, it really was a prayerful and artistic experience both. It was creative, and it was also one of these things like, what is the story that we want to tell. We only have 8 episodes. In no way could this be comprehensive. But instead of letting kind of celebrityism drive the storyline, like who are the most famous people we can get in front of, it more was like, what actually is, what if we could tell any aspects of, you know, beauty, music, its origins, you know, God's intention for it, what the church has to say, what will we say in 8 episodes if we only had 8? So we kind of started with topical things, like things that were topics that we hopefully would love to cover. And then the question was, okay, so who would be the best person to speak to that topic? Who would be the best person in, you know, in a perfect world, if I could get in front of XYZ person, you know, to speak to this, let's just ask. And so we really started out in that way. Now the cast, I would say, is probably 30 strong. Just to name a few, we have from like church, you know, Bishop Robert Barron is one of our interviewees. He was absolutely phenomenal speaking to, I mean, so many things. He's just absolutely extraordinary. To Stephen Curtis Chapman, who's an unbelievable Christian artist who has suffered an incredible loss in his life, and there's actually an episode on music and suffering, music and pain. Mm-hmm. And interviewing him was absolutely extraordinary. We've had the chance to speak to Guy Massey, who's a sound engineer at Abbey Road Studios in London, who works with Adele, Ed Sheeran. His big accolade is he actually remastered all of the Beatles music. He's amazing. We got to go to Salem, France, and talk to the monks there, who are the great keepers of Gregorian chant. We got to see, I didn't because I couldn't go in because I'm a woman, but Greg, my colleague, got to go in and actually physically see, and the camera got to go with him, some of the oldest Gregorian chant scripts that they have in the world. They keep them there in Salem, France. So yeah, those are just to name a few. It's just been an extremely just humbling and incredible experience for us.
So all 8 parts of the series are completed?
No. So we're about, I would say we're probably 90% of the way finished. We have a couple more interviews that are solidifying kind of as we speak, which has been exciting for us because it's really expanded since we kind of kicked our legs off the edge of the pool 2 years ago. But what's happening in New Orleans in April, this premiere that we're having, this world premiere that Archbishop Amen is so graciously hosting for us on April 26th, is the screening of episode 1.
Great.
So it's not even a complete and total episode. It is a complete episode, but it's not the final, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So Greg is hilarious, and he's been saying, welcome into the creative delivery room. Like, it's a little messy, it's imperfect, you know, but we're really excited to get to invite people to come and see this with us. We're going to have a couple of the cast members actually come in, which is amazing, and we hope that everybody can join us there in New Orleans. It's a free event. We really hope everybody can come, so we're really excited.
Well, tell us a little bit more about that while we're on that subject. You said it's in April. What's the date, time, and place?
Yes, it's April 26th. The screening will be at 7. It's actually a completely free event, so we want to invite everyone to come, all of your listeners. If you guys are free, just please know you're so welcome to come. We would love to have you. The only thing is you do have to RSVP because there is, you know, only so many seats, so we want to make sure that we don't kind of oversell. Mm-hmm. But it's being held there at Notre Dame Major Seminary in New Orleans. And that'll be really an honor to have Archbishop Amen there. The screening begins at 7. It's not going to be a terribly long evening because these are 8 30-minute episodes, and we're showing just one of them. We'll have a panel with the cast, which is wonderful, a special musical experience that's a surprise that
okay.
is going to be there.
Yeah, so, don't tell me Bishop Robert Barron is going to sing.
I thought maybe both
Andreas might show up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. What if the other Andrea Thomas was there? What would you do then?
Yeah, hey.
Oh my.
That would be an attention getter for sure. But no, when she said they talked to Bishop Robert Barron, I wonder if he can sing. You know, I guess we'll find out in the documentary after she talks to him.
He can do everything else.
Well,
he can
play and
okay.
he can sing. Yes,
well,
he
good.
Can.
Cool.
Well, I've never seen him sing. No, not surprising is right. With this event, where can they go to RSVP? You got me curious on this one.
Oh, you're awesome, Damien. Thank you. Yes, you can go to thevigilproject.com/screening. And then also, if there's any questions, you would email me directly, which is super easy, just Andrea@thevigilproject.com. You know, you guys, I just have to say, at Catholic Community Radio, have been literally from the beginning, from the very early stages of our ministry, which we've been around for 7 years now, mm-hmm. incredibly supportive, unbelievably kind to us. Like, I cannot tell you how many times within our team it's come up how grateful we are for you guys, what you do, the souls you touch, your willingness to let us be a part of what you do. Just thank you. We're so grateful. Yes. We're so grateful.
Well, you're more than welcome. Real quick, we got like 20 seconds. Where's the funding coming, or do you need funding?
The short answer is we still do need some funding. We're about 60 to 65% funded, I would say. We are really just leaning in. It's been one step at a time. I think this event on the 26th is going to be huge for momentum, support, all the things. So just a huge encouragement, not just to pray, but please, if you're free, come on the 26th. We would absolutely love to have you.
We will post that on our website. Andrea Thomas, thank you so much, and best of luck with that documentary.
Good morning. It is 35 minutes after the hour. You're tuning your heart to the truth on Catholic Community Radio. I'm Alicia Quibido with Gabby Smith and Damian Collada. We hope your Holy Week is off to a holy start. Father Michael Alello, my pastor at St. Thomas More in Baton Rouge, yesterday, part of his homily, he talked about as we enter these holy days, to be like Jesus, be deliberate in our decisions, not just knee-jerk reactions, but really be deliberate in our decisions as we enter these holiest of days for us. So we are going to talk with our friend, Father Kerry Bainey. He is the Director of Continuing Formation for Priests, and he is the pastor of St. Joseph's Cathedral in downtown Baton Rouge. You know, we just visited with Catherine Weidert from Catholic Charities in the Diocese of Baton Rouge, and she was sharing with us something that's happening Friday morning, the Stations of the Cross. But we'll visit with Father Kerry and get some more details. Good morning, Father Bainey.
Good morning. How are you all doing?
Wonderful. We're so happy to have you with us this morning, Father. This is the holiest time of the year for us. And I wanted to talk a little bit about the Triduum and why this week is so important for us, particularly as Catholics.
Well, you know, it really started yesterday, and hopefully all our listeners were able to participate in one of the beautiful liturgies that we had throughout our diocese. But it really started yesterday with Palm Sunday, and it goes through this whole holiest of weeks, as you said. The Triduum is obviously quite important because it is really we walk with Christ through the Passion, Death, and Resurrection, the means of our salvation that we couldn't accomplish on our own. And so it's such a special time because it represents the culmination of what Christ came to earth to be one like us in all things but sin, and he gave his life for us, for our salvation. And so we hopefully will walk with him throughout this holiest of weeks in our own particular way, both privately, individually, but also in participation at our respective parishes with the beautiful services.
That's right. It is such an important time of the year for us. You know, we say as Catholics, Father Kerry, that we are Easter people. Can you talk a little bit about that? What does it mean to be Easter people?
Well, you know, as I said, Christ gave his life for us. If it was just, we were in darkness. Mm-hmm. We were in the darkness of sin. And so we couldn't accomplish our own salvation, and so we were walking in the darkness until our Heavenly Father sent his Son to save us. And so as we walk with him through the darkness, he brings us into the light. If it all ended on Good Friday, then there was nothing special about it. But we look forward to the Sunday, the Easter Sunday, where Christ is our light, and he brings us salvation. And so we are Easter people. We walk through the darkness of our days, but we also look forward not just to Good Friday, which was the means of our salvation, but to also his resurrection. Yes. And that's why we're Easter people. We look forward to Easter Sunday and the celebration, but to get there, we have to recognize and we have to walk through our own darkness. We can't get to Easter Sunday without experiencing that passion.
Oh, that's a good reminder. You know, Father Kerry, I didn't grow up as a child participating really in Holy Thursday and Good Fridays, and always, of course, there on Easter. But talk about it. It's so interesting to me how fully we can enter in and be more prepared for the resurrection on Easter by participating in Holy Thursday and Good Friday. Can you talk about the importance of those and why people, if they haven't attended before, why they might attend this year?
Yeah, well, they're just such special liturgies, obviously. And if you participated in one yesterday with Palm Sunday, you hopefully got an introduction to the beauty of the liturgies, particularly at our cathedral. But I would encourage people throughout this week, not only through the Triduum, but start today and start yesterday, and have a plan for each day, you know, a plan of prayer. And then when you get to the Triduum, you know, with Holy Thursday, which is in the institution of the Eucharist, our Lord's Supper, you know, it's such a beautiful liturgy that begins in the evening. It's washing of the feet, just mm-hmm. as Jesus did in memory of what he did at the Last Supper. And he gave us this sacred meal. He gave us this meal that he offered to everyone. And so it's a beautiful liturgy. And then, of course, that extends into Good Friday, which, of course, no Mass is said on Good Friday. Mm-hmm. But it's a solemn time of Good Friday. You know, I recommend that people participate. I heard you were speaking with someone about the outdoor way of the cross.
Yes.
Weather permitting, we'll have that here downtown starting on our plaza at 9 a.m. And then we have a service at 3 o'clock where we, of course, venerate the cross. We have Holy Communion and another special service.
Mm-hmm.
And then that extends into the Easter Vigil, which is, of course, very special in our diocese and elsewhere, where we bring new members in to the church, and we welcome them. And of course, it all culminates with Easter Sunday. So each service, each Mass is very special.
Mm-hmm.
And I would encourage your listeners just to walk with Christ this week. Put yourself into these various liturgies. Put yourself into the gospel readings. Be a participant, both spiritually and in person, and I think you'll be a better individual, a better Catholic Christian when you celebrate Easter Sunday.
Wow, that's beautiful. And so, Father Kerry, our listeners can go to the website for the cathedral to find out the times of Masses and services at the cathedral in Baton Rouge, and that is cathedralbr.org to find all those particulars. That St. Joseph's Cathedral in downtown Baton Rouge. So many wonderful things happening, particularly this week. Father Kerry, I'm hoping that you can offer us a blessing of prayer this morning.
Certainly. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Good and gracious God, we give thanks for our lives, for the gift of our faith, our families, our health. And Lord, we want to walk with you this week. We want to walk with you. You have been here with us throughout this Lenten season in our particular prayers, our particular devotions. And now as we come towards the end, we want to walk with you this week in your suffering, in the gift that you have given us of your life. We need to walk with you, Lord, this week, throughout this passion, throughout your death, so that we can experience the resurrection and the light and the love that you show to each one of us. We ask you to protect all our families, all our friends, keep us healthy in mind, spirit, and body. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Father Carrie Bainey, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Father Carrie is a director of continuing formation for priests in the Diocese of Baton Rouge, and he is also the pastor of our cathedral, that's St. Joseph's Cathedral downtown. You can find out about all the wonderful things that are happening during this holiest of days this week at the cathedralbr.org. Father Carrie, thank you so much for joining us on Wake Up this morning.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. God bless you. Wow. So many wonderful things. You know that this week starts with the Chrism Mass. Father Carrie and Bishop Duca do celebrate many wonderful things this week. And so tomorrow, Tuesday at 10:30 is when the priests are there. He can celebrate with priests. That's when the priests renew their commitment to their priestly service, as well as Bishop Duca will consecrate the sacred oils. It's a beautiful, beautiful Mass. So make sure you check out all those details at cathedralbr.org. Stick around. Father Bryce Higginbotham will join us. He's a priest in the Diocese of Houma-Thibodaux and a student at the Pontifical Biblical Institute in Rome. It's 15 minutes before the hour on Wake Up.
It is 48 past the hour. You're tuning your heart to the truth with us this morning. I'm Gabby Smith, along with Alicia Quibido and Damian Collado. Our next guest is probably one of my favorite people to talk to on our morning show, and that's Father Bryce Higginbotham. Father Bryce is a priest of the Diocese of Houma-Thibodaux, and he's also a student at the Pontifical Biblical Institute in Rome. And if you follow him on social media, you know that he is always in Rome, and then he's back in Houma-Thibodaux, and then he's in Rome, and then he's back. So he's a very busy person. Good morning, Father Bryce. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Good morning, Gabby. Thank you all for having me.
Yes, it's so good to have you with us today. And we're talking about your new book called Remaining with Jesus, Discipleship in the Gospel of John. So, Father Bryce, take us through your book.
Well, I wanted to know what it means, or what the Bible says that it means to be a disciple. Because that's the mission statement of the church. Right? Jesus, he's about to ascend into heaven, and he says, go therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and teaching them all that I've commanded you. So, all right, well then, if that's what we're supposed to do, then we need to know what that means so that we can carry out Jesus' mission. And that's basically the book, at least for the perspective that the Holy Spirit gives us in the Gospel of John. So in John, it's real clear that a true disciple does two things. A true disciple first believes in Jesus, and then second, remains with Jesus. And what does remaining with Jesus mean? Well, it means several things, but kind of the biggest thing, perhaps, or at least the most in-your-face part of remaining with Jesus, is you keep on believing even when they're suffering. And even when there are trials, you keep on believing, and you keep on being in relationship with Jesus. You don't run away. Or if you do run away, you come back and receive the Lord's forgiveness and stay with him in the suffering again.
So many things are going
talking,
through my... I know. Well, so many things are going through my head right now. So this is kind of like a little roadmap that we can take with us. I think that Holy Week is a perfect time to really talk about this. You know, becoming a disciple of Jesus is not the easiest thing to do, Father Bryce. There are so many challenges. We're called to pick up our cross and follow him. And that takes a lot to do sometimes, especially in today's world when there's so many different things being thrown at us that are very anti-Catholic.
Yeah. In John chapter 6, right, which all of us Catholics know as Jesus gives his great, very clear teaching about the Eucharist, he says that remaining with him is both a work, or being a disciple, I guess I should say, is both a work and a gift. And that's just the beauty of the Christian life, that God, it gives us so much dignity and actually trusts us so much that he wants us to work together with him. Like, we are his children, yes, but he doesn't want us to remain babies. Like, he wants us to grow into maturity, always as his children, and always with him. So he's going to provide. That's what the Eucharist does. The John 6 says that the Eucharist is the food which makes us remain in him. Like, we eat, you eat vegetables and you're healthy, right? You receive mm-hmm. the Eucharist and your spiritual health, you are in a state of grace, and your spiritual health, you're spiritually remaining with the Lord. But to get to a place of a worthy reception of the Eucharist, to get to a place where the Eucharist gives us that grace of remaining, we have to work to believe in him. And that the work and the gift united is one of the more difficult things to understand in the Christian life, because sometimes, like, we want to do it all, and sometimes we don't want to do anything and want God to do it all. And God says, no. Like, my child, like, I love you, and I want you to grow in maturity together with me. So you can never, ever, ever do it by yourself. You will fail and fall flat on your face. But I'm also never going to do all of it without your cooperation, because I gave you free will, like, and I want you to work mm-hmm. together with me.
Yes, we have to continue to do our part. So, okay, for those who are listening, maybe some of us are really, really strong in our faith. Some of us are kind of wobbly. We're kind of getting off track. We want to get back on track. And we have some listeners who do not have a relationship with Jesus, but are maybe seeking that. So what do we do? How do we start being that disciple and following Jesus, especially during Holy Week?
Find somebody who's going to walk with you. I think we, most of us, whether in either of the, in any of those situations, can think of somebody in our life who knows Jesus, and somebody in our life who is walking as a disciple. Maybe we kind of look up to them in a certain way. And ask for help. Like, go say, hey, so-and-so, like, I think you look like you pray. How do you do that? You look like you're walking with Jesus. Like, what do you do? And because in John, most of the time, somebody, like, witnesses to somebody else about Jesus. So Andrew and John are standing there with John the Baptist. And John the Baptist says, look, that's the Lamb of God. And John the Baptist has to say it twice on two separate days, but eventually they go. And then Andrew, he goes get Peter, his brother, and brings him to Jesus. And then Jesus finds Philip. And Philip, he goes get Nathaniel and brings him to Jesus. And then Jesus meets a Samaritan woman, St. Fotina, at the well. And what does she do? She goes into the city and brings the whole city to Jesus, which is really cool.
Yeah.
But always, like, there are other people who help us in relationship with Jesus. So that's my that's the first piece of advice that comes to mind for really anybody who's listening, no matter if you're really, really close to Jesus or that you're just kind of curious right now, is find people who know the Lord and ask them questions and walk together. That's what happened to me. When I was in high school, like, somebody took an interest in me and answered my questions about Jesus and started teaching me how to pray. And that, you know, led to, the relationship with Jesus, that praise God by his grace that I have, and me being a priest and all the rest.
Amazing. Where can we go to pick up our copy of your book, Remaining with Jesus, Discipleship in the Gospel of John?
Go wherever you buy books. Loyola Press is the publisher. They have it on their website. Amazon, you can find it on Kindle or paperback on Amazon and most places where you buy books.
Great. And this is not the last time you'll be hearing Father Bryce. Later on this week, on Holy Thursday, we'll be talking to him about the Triduum and how we can deeply become into a deeper relationship with Jesus, especially during the holiest of weeks. So, Father Bryce, thank you so much
Amen.
For being with us. But before we let you go, may we ask for a closing blessing from you with today's show?
Yes. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, please pour out your grace upon all of our listeners. Please draw them into deep relationship with you. Keep them in deep relationship with you, that we all might journey to heaven together. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord let his face shine upon you and show you his mercy. May the Lord look upon you kindly and give you peace. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you forever.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You so much, Father Bryce.
Amen.
Thank you for being with us.
All right, thanks, y'all. Have a great day.
You too, Father.
All right. We'll talk to you on Holy Thursday. Well, thank you guys so much for being with us today. We'll catch you back here tomorrow at 7 a.m. Central Time. Bishop Michael Duca joins us for a majority of tomorrow's show. He'll be giving us his gospel reflection, giving us an update from the Diocese of Baton Rouge, and he'll also be reflecting on Holy Week and the Triduum, which is his favorite part of the entire year. And of course, Bill Donahue joins us to talk about his book, War on Virtue. So thank you so much for being with us. Have a wonderful Monday. God bless.
Is a production of Catholic Community Media.